presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources, updating daily noontime New York City.
The Library of Economics and Liberty, November 25, 940 America, New York, Freedom in the 50 States. What's the freest state in America? According to a study by political scientists William Ruger, president of the American Institute for Economic Research, AIER, and Jason Sorens, a senior research faculty member at AIER, it's New Hampshire. Marginal Revolution.
November 25, 712 America, New York, internalize your externalities, loser economists and politicians. To me, this is at J. Milley's best speech so far, every sentence is a memorable quote. I cut and translated it so the international audience can enjoy our philosopher president too. Argentina. pic.twitter.com/hl2t3jpob.
Marginal Revolution.
November 25, 322 America, New York, Milley and the History of Economic Thought. Argentina's new president at J. Milley explains the Cantillon effect, or how printing money benefits the first receivers of money at the expense of everyone else. pic.twitter.com/ikezikgkdmq. New York Times Business.
November 25, 3 o'clock America, New York. How to have an affordable divorce. There are ways to reduce the stress and expense of ending a marriage, but they require both parties to want to end the relationship civilly. Copyright, Lisk Fung.
Marginal Revolution. November 25, 051 America, New York. Jimmy Carter is underrated. Thomas Schelling edition. In the U.S. protocol, you have to rehearse the entire process every 4 months. The French, they never rehearse. And their logic is that if you start rehearsing with the president, people are going to start to know how he thinks and they're going to be able to influence him. Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
November 24, 2100 America, New York, the biggest winner in the OpenAI fiasco. Microsoft chief executive Satya Nadella made a huge bet on the world's hottest AI company. After it nearly blew up on him, he now emerges with closer ties to its leader, Sam Altman. Copyright, photo illustration, Jason Redmond, AFP via Getty Images.
New York Times Business.
November 24, 1700 America, New York, X may lose up to $75 million in revenue as more advertisers pull out. Internal documents show companies like Airbnb, Coca-Cola and Microsoft have halted ads, or are at risk of doing so, after Elon Musk's endorsement of an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. Copyright, Jared Harris, Getty Images. Linda Yaccarino inherited falling ad revenue when she started in June as chief executive of Twitter, now called X.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
November 24, 1602 America, New York, would Trump make inflation worse? Matt Iglesias has a post entitled, Trump would make inflation worse. I have a slightly different view. I'd make the following two claims. 1. Trump would not make inflation worse.
FX Street.
November 24, 1524 America, New York, USD, JPY price analysis. Study poised for potential uptrend as the week closes. The USD, JPY is almost flat late in the North American session, though set to end the week near today's opening price and exchange hands at 149.47, printing minuscule losses of 0.02%.
FX Street, November 24, 1442 America, New York. USD, SEK declines further after mixed USS and PPMIs and hawkish Riksbank hold. The Swedish krona, SEK, is gaining ground against the US dollar, USD, in Friday's trading session, with the pair trading near the 10.452 region seeing 0.30% losses.
FX Street. November 24, 1421 America, New York, AUD, USD hits 3-month high, fueled by risk on mood. The AUD-USD bounces from a daily low of 0.6549 and climbs for the second straight day, printing a new 3-month high at 0.6591 at the time of writing.
FX Street.
November 24, 1421 America, New York, EUR-USD catches a Friday bid, looking to climb over 1.0950. The EUR-USD is trading into the 1.0950 level as the trading week winds up and markets are set for an early volume drop-off with U.S. money markets shuttering early for the weekend.
FX Street, November 24, 13.54 America New York, U.S. dollar continues to weaken after mixed S&P PMI's figures. The U.S. dollar, USD, is receding on Friday with the DXY index, which measures the value of the U.S. dollar versus a basket of global currencies, declining toward 103.45 on the back of mixed S&P PMI's and dovish bets on the Fed.